Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us. Today, I'm talking to Dawn Downing Wall. She is with the Baxter County Conservation District, and we are talking about a very special event that's coming up. It's the Mountain Buzz Pollinator Event. It is coming up the beginning of June. Now, the Pollinator Extravaganza in celebration of Annual Pollinator Week. That annual Pollinator Week is June 22nd through the 28th in support of our pollinators and their health. And we all know without the bees, without the bats, without the great pollinators we have, we ain't going to be around much longer. So this is actually really, really special. And it's very personal to me because I've got a pollinator garden in my yard. And this is going to take place June 3rd. We want everybody to get involved. You've really opened things up, and it's going to be a fun event.
It is. We are very excited about it. Thank you for having us and letting me promote this event. So, yes, as you said, it's June 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our office, which is 406 West Wade Avenue here in Mountain Home. And we have a pollinator garden in front of our building that we installed, I don't know, about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago. And we keep it maintained. And so it's just an event to support pollinator health and bring awareness to the critical role that pollinators play in our ecosystem, in agriculture, and in food security.
Now, do you have to register?
We request that you do, but it is not mandatory. It's kind of a drop-in event. And the event is good both for adults and for children. We'll have the Baxter County Library there to read pollinator educational books to children, as well as a craft table for kids to do some pollinator crafts. And the Baxter County Library has been a huge help to us, and they help support this event every year. We will have some door prizes, some free plants and seeds. We'll have experts on pollinator health and ways that you can, support pollinators. So, yeah.
And pollinators, I love when I tell people bats and they say bats aren't pollinators. I'm like, well, they're one of the biggest pollinators we have in this area. We're lucky to have them.
Yes.
And they have really had some very severe decline due to white nose, that disease that they get. It kills them. It kills the whole colony because it's very invasive and it's very contagious. And they are just as important as those butterflies and those hummingbirds.
They are.
Everybody thinks they're not, but they're very important. And you can help by putting up bat houses I found up because one up myself and we watch the bats come out at night.
Yes.
It's absolutely fabulous to watch. Plus putting up those hummingbird feeders there in the area now.
Correct.
And butterflies.
Yes.
They are one of our big ones that we're really losing a lot of.
And bees.
And bees. Yes.
Yes. They're just all, critical to our environment and to our food security.
Yes.
And, some other things that people don't realize are pollinators are moths and flies and beetles and also some small mammals.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think a deer or a monkey or a field mice. Those are also pollinators.
Sure.
So, people can help support all of those things in a lot of different ways. About one third of the world's food supply depends on pollinators.
Wow.
Including fruits and vegetables, some nuts and oils and fibers. But scientists estimate that one out of every three bites of food we eat exists because of animal pollinators.
Wow.
So it's huge. And, pollinators are responsible for pollinating over 180,000 plant species and more than 1,200 crops worldwide. In the U.S., insect and bird pollination adds over $34 billion annually to the agriculture productivity.
And the ecosystem.
Yes, by facilitating cross-pollination, pollinators enhance plant resilience to diseases and environmental changes, which we're seeing a lot of.
Yes.
Pollinators help maintain healthy soils, control pests, provide habitat for wildlife, and prevent soil erosion and improve water quality.
They are just absolutely vital for our lives from cradle to grave. Yeah. We absolutely have to have them. So what activities will be available at this event?
So we will have people can take self-guided tours of the pollinator garden. We will have a lady who is just a kind of an expert in pollinators, but through her own experience, not through education, but through her own experience. And she will be talking to people about different plants and ways you can put those plants together and how to create better habitats for the pollinators. We'll have handouts and conservation projects and visits with experts, including the Baxter County Library, the Baxter County Extension Office.
Oh, yeah, they're also helpful.
They are. We'll have the Master Gardeners there. Hives for Heroes is a veteran organization, and Matthew K. Singer, who's the Arkansas State Leader for Hives for Heroes, he is going to bring an observation hive.
How fun that is.
Yes.
If you've never seen one, I recommend this highly. I was never really interested in bees until I saw one.
Yeah, and so you get to look inside of a honeybee colony, and without disturbing the bees, without being afraid of getting stung. So, and then we also will have refreshments that'll be provided by Fork and Cork and are made with items grown and produced with the help of pollinators.
Oh, I love the littles in Fork and Cork. They're such great folks. And that's just a little added bonus for everybody. A few refreshments there. You can also stop by anytime just to enjoy the garden, can't you?
Absolutely. Our garden it's outside, so you can access it anytime. We encourage that. We also would love to come and speak to community organizations about our pollinator garden. Mm. We'd welcome local schools to come and visit the garden if they want to, schedule a field trip. Again, nothing has to be scheduled. They're welcome to come anytime. Mm-hmm. But we might be able to provide some information and educational materials and stuff for them if they want to reach out to us beforehand. And people can, get more information about pollinators through pollinator.org, or they can reach out to the Conservation District. We're always available to help. And they can call us at 870-425-3527, extension 3, or they're welcome to send us an email at baxtercountycd@gmail.com.
Well, you have covered that all very, very well.
Thank you.
This is all June 3rd. Don't forget, it's a Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I like that because I'll be able to go because it's during the day. It's an early time for me, but I'll be off work in time to get over there. I'm really looking forward to going over there and learning more about what I can do to support our pollinators, because I do realize how very, very important they are to our community and to our world, to the whole globe.
Yes.
So get involved, guys. The Mountain Buzz Pollinator Event, June 3rd. Dawn Downing-Wall, thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy having you. And thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you. And thank you for having us, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Yes, absolutely. That's a wrap for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 Lemak Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at ktlo.com.